Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.
This message has been approved by the royal family.
This broadcast is the latest in a serialized illusionary guidance program designed to educate local governments on the erection and population of dungeons as a form of income generation. This lesson is entitled, Monsters and Their Economic Value. In previous parts of this series, the economic value of different types of monsters was introduced as an academic concept. Now, we will elaborate on this fact in order to inform your choice as to which monsters you wish to inhabit your dungeon. To illustrate this narration, you have been sent a copy of Her Majesty's Monster Classification Guidance Document concerning the Standard Monster Classification System, or... really? Kugduxum, for short. The Standard Monster Classification System, as described in the... Kugduxum... divides monsters into 5 tiers, each corresponding to the relative threat level of each monster. Tier 1 being the lowest level of threat, which increases with each tier. Of course, the threat level of each monster is also directly correlated with income generated by the dungeon. Thus, higher threat monsters attract more skilled adventurers, who earn more and spend this in the local economy. This does not mean monsters of lower tiers should be ignored. Lower threat dungeons can still be profitable, and are necessary to train new adventurers.
Point of it shows in the monster.
Thus, maintaining a balanced economy in line with the dungeon economic model. Tier 1 is known as Lower Coach. Examples of this tier include mainly beast-like creatures of limited power and intelligence. Giant versions of normal animals such as giant rats, giant bats, giant cats sat on giant mats, and of course giant badgers are included in this classification. As are small creatures such as normal-sized rats, normal-sized bats, normal-sized cats on normal-sized mats, and of course miniature badgers, which come together to form aggressive swarms. Many examples of ordinary wildlife also enter this category. Tier 2 is known as Upper Coach. Species of monster in this tier are often small humanoid creatures of primitive but obvious intelligence. These can be creatures such as kobolds, goblins, bugbears, which organize themselves into social groups with definable hierarchies, making them more dangerous. Some individuals in these groups may even have minor magical abilities, increasing their capabilities. Magical abilities also assign minor devils, celestials, fairies, and of course elder badgers into this category. These are creatures of magical ability and of equal intelligence to a civilized humanoid. However, they typically work as individuals. Some larger mundane creatures also enter Tier 2, such as tigers, elephants, and big cows. Tier 3 is known as Lower Second Class. Creatures with moderately powerful magical or natural abilities fall into this category. Natural creatures may include large sea beasts such as whales, or on land, dinosaurs and basilisks. Moderately powerful magic includes spells or abilities that can instantly, temporarily incapacitate a man, cause them some permanent disability,
my arms,
or possibly prove lethal.
No.
These could be mid-level demons, devils, or fairies. Dragon hatchlings are also of this level. However, you are unlikely to encounter a hatchling without its parent. By default, any creatures with tentacles are classified as Tier 3.
I am uncomfortable.
Tier 4 is known as Upper Second Class. Monsters of this tier are very powerful, being a challenge to the most skilled of combatants. These creatures have highly dangerous natural abilities or strong magic. Young dragons are an easily recognizable creature of this category. High-ranking devils, celestials, fairies, and greater badgers also qualify. Tier 5 are the most powerful of this plane and are known as First Class. Very few creatures fall into this category, but among their number are elder dragons, greater badgers, and other creatures of immense strength and magical ability, such as the malevolent Tooth Fairy. Typically, monsters of higher tiers are creatures that amass greater treasure hoards and items of mystical power. As mentioned in previous installments, the power of the monsters you attract will be dependent on the environment you provide them. For further advice on the details of dungeon construction, please await the next telepathic broadcast. Under no circumstances should dungeons be designed to attract
Zardons, the uncategorizable.
Do the research and find the monster for you. This serialized illusionary guidance program was delivered through the Telepathic Broadcasting Service. It was written by Cameron Clow and performed by Roger Best, with Beth Crane as the Royal Seal. It was created and produced by David Devereaux, with production coordination by David Pello, and is presented by Tin Can Audio.
The Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favourite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.